Something remarkable is happening in Michigan, something that hasn't gotten much notice. We're adding jobs again. We aren't adding enough of them. We aren't adding them fast enough to make a huge difference yet. Right now, it's barely more than a positive trickle. But some employers are hiring again. Michigan has added jobs in 3 of the last 4 months, after years when things were all flowing in the wrong direction. In July, we added 27,800 jobs, more than any other state in the nation. And most of them were in the manufacturing sector. Why is this happening? For one thing, the car companies began to add workers, both white and blue-collar, as sales began to increase, and it seems likely that the new Chrysler and the new GM will be around for a while. Unemployment here is still the worst of any major industrial state in the nation. Last month's figure was 13.1%, not counting those workers who have become so demoralized they've given up and dropped out of the labor force. If you aren't actively looking for a job, you aren't counted as unemployed. But while bad, our unemployment rate is down more than a point from a year ago. That's good. Yet we're living in a different world from a decade ago. The economy was booming then. The federal government was taking in more than it was spending, and we were not at war. What a difference a decade makes. According to the demographers at Data-Driven Detroit, Michigan has lost a net total of 844,700 jobs since Bill Clinton left the White House. That's more people than live in some small states. Even if we continued to add as many jobs as we did in July, month after month, it would still take more than 2.5 years to replace those we've lost. And sadly, we're unlikely to sustain that pace. Auto sales took a tumble last month, and Michigan is still also the hardest place in the nation to find a job. There are more than 8 times as many people out there looking for work as there are jobs, according to one respected source. But Michigan may end up having added jobs this year for the first time in a decade. That's something the next governor, whomever he is, needs to keep going. Generally speaking, Republicans think cutting taxes is the remedy for all our economic woes. Democrats want to keep providing all the usual services without raising taxes. Regardless of who's right, it's clear that for Michigan, it's all about the economy. And we ought to keep an open mind. Whatever your politics, Democratic nominee Virge Bernero does have an idea worthy of study. He wants to create a state bank that would make loans to small business that the big banks won't help. North Dakota has one of those, and it's said to work well. But that state also has fewer people than Macomb County. Would a state bank work here? I don't know. What I do know is that for now, our massive job hemorrhage seems to have stopped. Now we need to find a way to start the patient growing again, which is really what this election campaign should be all about.